You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live here with Ashley Burgess in the house on 570 KLIF and on iHeartRadio. You know, Perspectives Purpose Series has been going on for several weeks now, and we're going to continue tonight into our sixth show on purpose. You know, last Sunday we met up with Joshua Michael Stern, director of the soon-to-be-released film Jobs. You know, Jobs comes to theaters near you on Friday, August 16th, and it's the quintessential film really detailing Steve Jobs' life, his creation of Apple, you know, just everything kind of in between. You heard the interview with Josh Gad. You know, Gad recently won a Tony Award, and he's portraying Steve Wozniak in the film. We were able to learn both Josh and Joshua's main purpose, right, for making the film, and the goal that they really wanted for the viewer, like what they wanted to portray for the people that are sitting in the theater watching the film. There's got to be a purpose to everything. There's a purpose to your life. There's a purpose to every film. There should be a purpose to everything why it's around. You know, with anything worth doing, there's a trial and error period as well. And it's coupled with passion. It's coupled with sweat. It's coupled with tears. And there's some luck that's thrown in and some true personal drive. You know, finding one's purpose is not always easy, and it can rattle us sometimes. I know people that don't know what their purpose is right now. I know people in their 40s and 50s that have no clue what their purpose is, which is fine. At least they're being honest about the situation. But, you know, I know that if they use the Burgess perspective, they'll find it. You know, once you find it, you know it. You believe in it. You breathe it in. You live it. You don't want to let it go. You know, once you figure out your true purpose, you may not know what to do with it, but you're going to figure it out. Sometimes we figure out our purpose and we have no idea what we're going to do next. Like, what the heck am I going to do with this? But it comes clear, and we're going to be talking about this tonight. You know, last Sunday, I offered you tools to finding your true purpose. I put a new video on YouTube as well, and it's all about purpose, and it's on my channel, Ashley Burgess, you know, all E's, no U's, B-E-R-G-E-S. And the title is poignant, How to Find Your Purpose Now, not tomorrow, not next year, okay, now. And it's only a couple minutes long, so it's easy breezy. I mean, you really don't lose anything by watching it. You know, the video explains the Burgess DNA Purpose Cheek Swab Test. Try to say that a lot. The Burgess DNA Purpose Cheek Swab Test. The entire concept of returning to your childhood mentally and learning how to really sift through your memories to locate your true purpose and your real journey here on this earth. You know, in my YouTube video, I go further and explain the anger and the green jealousy and the rage that we have when we see other people doing exactly what we want to do, because that's what we want to do. That's why it gives us that rage, that jealousy. It's not because you don't feel that way if you don't care. You don't feel that way. It directly correlates with your purpose. And so when you see somebody doing something that's not exactly right, or you feel you could do it better, we have a tendency of kind of feeling angry about it. Okay, you know what? We have a great show tonight. You know, for the most part, we've all tuned into the news a few times in our lives, I'd have to say. You know, us humans seem to breastfeed, really honestly, off the news, I feel like. I try to really concentrate my news time down to a small little smidgen. But tonight, one of our guests is not a stranger to the news. You've probably seen her on W33, as well as Close Up, and her own show on W33. Ashley Roberts will be joining us, as well as another wonderful person that lives in Venice Beach as well. Her name is Sandra. Sandra Miller is a working screenwriter. She has a film coming out here pretty soon. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about both of their drives, both of their talent, and their belief and their accomplishments and their goals and their purpose and the reason why they're doing what they're doing, as well as the ups and downs and the hurdles. We all can believe in ourselves when everything's going right. You know, when you're winning at the casino, you're like, I am on. I am all this. But when you start losing, or things start kind of getting in your way, or these hurdles keep coming here, there, and there, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do, that's when you have to really, truly believe in yourself. And that's when it's most important. You know, but before we get into all that great perspective tonight, as well as later on, we have the Beloved joining us, a group. Actually, it's the festival, the Beloved Festival in Oregon, a three-day camping and really awesome getting back to nature gathering. We're going to talk to them. We also have the Perspectives Pulse as well. And then next week, we're going to be giving away some tickets to a really cool concert. So I'm going to be talking about that too. But before we get into all that, let's talk about what's in the news. What's in the news that I like to talk about?
So, wait a minute. Real quickly before you get into the news. Now, what did you say earlier? We do what to the news?
We breastfeed off the news.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I could go into more graphic detail, but we've been talking National Geographic right here.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is a family show.
So. Oh, well, we'll have to question that. This is a Cumulus radio station, but, you know, we could do like the ESPN / National Geographic breast... okay, yeah, we should probably stop right there. I might get into some trouble here. You know, 4 days ago, an address, 370 Beach Street in Highland Park, Illinois, went on the market. And I think you know this house. Some people know it as the Ben Rose House.
Right.
But most of you know it by another name. And it was Cameron's house from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Yeah, you remember that? You remember that house? I mean, I remember it's a mid-century modern, you know, where that red Ferrari was parked at. You can buy Cameron's house, right, Bueller?
Yeah.
Bueller. You can buy Cameron's house right now for $1.5 million. Woo! Woo! Yeah, in the house. And, you know, I saw a picture of the house. It's really kind of cool, actually, Bill. You know, it's like one of those houses that you're close to outside, but you're not really outside, but you feel like you're outside. It's got all those windows, and it's really cool, and it's kind of like really kind of dark, but you're like in a foresty kind of area. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. $1.5 million. Yeah,
I don't even know what 10% of that looks like.
10%,
but much less 1.5 mil. I mean, golly, you know. I mean, I guess if I was one of those Powerball winners, you know, that just came out of the blue recently.
How much was that though? $450 million.
I was going to say. I mean, to them, 1.5 mil is pocket change.
$450 million, and that's the game. Shoots, he scores. I mean, that's beyond cool.
Yeah.
Beyond cool. I mean, I bought tickets. I bought tickets. I bought $20 worth of tickets. And, you know, the guy at the place made me feel really bad about it, actually. You know, he was like, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know about the Powerball and the extra money, and you have to fill out this, and you have to mark out this little check mark, and you got to fill in this little circle, and you got to do this. And I'm like, I don't really know. And he got so mad at me, he took my ticket, and he, like, wadded it up, threw it in the trash. Like, no,
what?
I want to get that. And he's like, well, you better buy this one. I'm like, I was, like, feeling, like, I was like, man, I don't play this game. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. I don't pay the lottery at all.
You don't?
Because I figure, yes, I know, you know, the odds, and, you know, these people win the Powerball, they get all the news coverage and everything. To me, it's just flushing your money down the toilet.
Oh, no, you're not one of those people. Not like the, this is automatic taxation.
It's not automatic taxation. It's, you have better chance of being struck by lightning, okay, than winning the lottery.
I thought you were going to say better chance of being struck by lightning than getting remarried, like, after the age of 45 as a female.
I would have a better chance of having a date with Kate Upton at the prom, okay, than to win the Powerball, okay?
Let's try that out.
Hey, you know, I mean, it worked for the kid, right? You know, at least
yeah.
He got a shout out on Twitter.
I like that. Yeah, you know what? I do play lottery, guys. I do play. I'm not a big Powerball fan, obviously, because there's so many things you got to fill out and so many little check marks, and I don't know. I really don't get it. I just don't get it.
Oh, so many of those things to fill out, poor Ashley.
Well, it could be any Powerball, too. It's like up to 50 or 100. I mean, like, that's the only problem I have, is if you miss the Powerball, you don't have a chance. You really just don't have a chance. And then if you get the Powerball, you usually don't get any other number. And you're like, wow, I got the Powerball. I got $2. Woohoo! I got $2.
Best prank I ever saw on YouTube, this guy waited till after the Powerball winning numbers came out.
Right.
And then went down and deliberately chose those. This is after the fact, right? So he went down and chose the numbers and left it there for his girlfriend to see. And she's flipping out. You know, she thinks she's rich.
That's mean. That is so mean. That's unbelievably mean.
That's a great prank.
Oh my gosh, that's awful. Okay, so anybody listening, do not do that. You know, in recent news, there's 7 unforgivable food faux pas that you must not do at all costs. So let's talk about that real quick. Number 7, don't put ketchup on your hot dog in Chicago. This should go for any hot dog really anywhere, but ketchup belongs on French fries apparently. So don't ask for ketchup in the hot dog, like capital of the world. Some places will actually straight up refuse you, and others might mock you or ignore you. But you know what? I guess mustard is it. Woohoo for the mustard. Number 6, you don't want to order steak well done anywhere. I don't eat meat because I think that cows have personality. They're cute animals, and it just wouldn't be prudent. Wouldn't be good. I don't eat meat, but I would suggest that if you probably are, you don't want to eat it where it's just like been killed and then killed again and then one more time.
I mean, it's one thing to eat a steak, but it's another to like, you know, burn it to a crisp, you know, before you eat it.
Yeah, you could just like put it on the ground out here, about 100 something degrees here. We make some eggs too, some steak and eggs for you here, about 108 degrees.
Mean, my dad eats his steak so rare that it's like it's grazing on the salad while he's eating it.
And the bloody salad. That's the reason why I don't eat meat. Number 5, you don't use a knife and fork on your pizza.
Oh yeah, that's a big faux pas. You know,
I
don't. I mean, pizza's meant to be eaten with your hands.
You can fold it.
That's why they invented soap and those little towelette thingies.
In hands and yes. Soap and napkins and towels and
there you go.
Your pants.
It's why Italians tuck their napkin.
Oh yeah, that's always good. So, I like that. Yeah. How much for the women? How much for the little girls? Reminds me of like the Blues Brothers. You know, I love that.
There you go.
Yeah, but apparently it's foldable, and apparently nobody's eating deep dish anymore. So there you go. And unless your mom is cutting you little pieces of your pizza, or you're 30 and you have your mom cutting, let's not even go there. But if that's the case, you're allowed to as a kid. You know. Number 4, don't do anything you do in a sushi restaurant. I thought this was kind of critical. I mean, apparently you're not supposed to rub your chopsticks together because, I mean, I've done it before. I do it every time because I don't want to get splinters. And I have gotten a splinter before in chopsticks. But they say that if you do that, you're telling the establishment that they have subpar chopsticks.
I had no idea.
As
horrible as I am with chopsticks, I end up doing it anyway.
What, rubbing them together?
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm sitting here fiddling with them, you know?
Fiddling. I'm fiddling with my chopsticks today. But apparently you're not supposed to dump the wasabi in the soy sauce either, especially if it is freshly grated, because it looks rude. So anyway, enough of that. I think that's a little too kind of, you know, just kind of rude. But number 3 is something I can live with, the George Costanza. The George Costanza, you don't want to double dip. Furthermore, you know, the whole thing of taking a bite and turning the chip or moving it around to the other end you didn't bite, dipping that end, it's not work. You have to work around it. It's not going to work. You know, you might as well dip your fingers in the bowl. I mean, honestly, unless there's one caveat to this whole concept, which I think totally works. If there's a group of close friends who have all open-mouth kissed, every single person has open-mouth kissed, everybody in the group, they can all double dip. You know, that rule doesn't apply, I don't think. Number 2, you never order Swiss on Philly cheesesteak, and that's self-explanatory. And number 1, lastly, but most importantly, when eating Ethiopian food, always use your right hand, because apparently it is rude to use your left.
Well, and the reason why is it's in Ethiopia and also in the Middle East, let's traditionally anyway, let's just say they don't use toilet paper.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
And
me.
So, you know, they use water and their left hand. So
what about the soap and like the wipe thing we were talking about before?
You're out in the middle of the desert.
Oh, come on. Have you seen like Dubai lately? Well, out in the middle of the desert.
Well, no,
it's like saying in Vegas, you can't wash your hands. You're out in the middle of the desert.
Dubai's not in the desert, though. It's right on the coast.
Oh, you just said like the Middle East, though.
Well, and generally speaking, in the Middle East. Yeah, in the middle of the Middle East, you know, in the middle of the desert.
The middle of the desert. So they wipe with their left and eat with their right.
Yeah, but I mean,
God bless us.
That's why you'll never see an Arab holding anything with their left hand.
Arab or other people that are listening to this show and we have completely overstepped our boundaries, please continue to listen to this show because we will take it all back later on down the hour.
Whenever we find out what the heck we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll go Google that right now. You know, but we have a great show for you tonight. We have Ashley Roberts calling in as well as Sandra Miller. Sandra Ann Miller calling in to give their perspectives on purpose, on life, and believing in yourself. Yeah, anything worth doing takes dedication and belief to bring it to fruition. So you have what it takes to make your purpose. You have what it takes to make your dream. And you have what it takes to make it a very tangible reality. So when we get back, we're going to be talking about that, about purpose and everything else. And guess what? You know what it is. We'll be back in two shakes.
If you or someone you know has been injured due to someone else's negligence in the Dallas area, take action. The Ailman Law Firm works on a contingency fee basis, so clients owe no attorney's fees and will not be required to pay any costs until a recovery is obtained for the client. Sergio E. Ailman is an experienced personal injury attorney in the Dallas area and will help you determine the options for repairing your car, handling any medical expenses, and lost wages. The Ailman Law Firm will fight hard to establish and prove the extent of damages to help individuals receive the compensation they deserve. Car accidents, truck accidents, wrongful deaths, motorcycle accidents, slip and fall, and workplace injuries. Attorney Sergio Ailman believes in his clients' cases, and the primary goal at Ailman Law Office is to help you recover from your traumatic experience. Call the Ailman Law Firm today at 214-373-7774. That's 214-373-7774.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.